Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Western New Mexico University Professor of Biology, Dr. William Bill Norris, to talk to us about the 7th Natural History of the Gila Symposium. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thanks, Emily.
You're welcome. What is the 7th Natural History of the Gila Symposium?
Well, this is an event. It's open to the general public. That's been going on for the last 14 years. It's a forum for scientists and conservationists, people involved in policy decisions and in educational initiatives who work in the Gila region, southwestern New Mexico, southeastern Arizona. Lots of things going on in the Gila, so we want everybody in the region to have an opportunity to hear about these activities.
Well, you've been in Silver City, the Gila, for how long?
Been there for 17 years, working at Western New Mexico University, where I've taught, I'm primarily a botanist, but also teach ecology, ornithology, so I have the privilege of taking students out into the Gila in our vans to look at birds, plants, fungi. It's a real treat to have this living laboratory right outside our campus.
And you came from the Midwest, which is a little bit different from Silver City.
Very different, very different, but very interesting, yeah.
Now, the dates for the symposium will be on Thursday, February 22nd through Saturday, the 23rd. Starting off on Thursday is Creative Voices. Tell me about that.
Well, actually, Emily, on Thursday at midday, we're going to start off, we're going to have a keynote speaker, Mr. Garrett Venneklassen from New Mexico Wildlife Federation. And then we're going to have two concurrent sessions of presentations of various aspects of research, conservation, education, and policy. Creative Voice is going to be in the evening on Thursday. In fact, that's a really unique aspect of a scientific conference. We have writers, regional writers of nonfiction, including Sherman Russell, who are going to present their perspectives on the Gila region. This will be in the Miller Library at Thursday night. So it's really kind of a novel, unique, and I think a very appropriate juxtaposition of science with people's impressions of this region from non-scientists.
What was your first impression when you arrived in Silver City?
I was overwhelmed. Being from the Midwest, my impression was, misimpression was that the southwestern New Mexico would be desert. Was I wrong? We have 3.3 million acres of forest in the Gila National Forest, and it's not all desert. We have rangelands and riparian areas and coniferous forests and woodlands. It's just a real, real diverse region of the United States. And again, it's been a great, great place for me to teach classes for the last 17 years at Western.
And people who have never been up to the Gila, what would be the first thing you'd tell them, especially coming up to the symposium?
I would tell them they need to get on Highway 15 north of Silver City, go up to Cherry Creek Campground, go up to McMillan Campground. What people don't realize, within probably a little less than an hour of Silver City, you can be at the top of a 9,000-foot peak, Signal Peak. Going in another direction, you're in rangeland and desert grassland. It's just 15 minutes in any different direction may take you into a totally different habitat. It's just really, really unique.
Well, those interested in geology, biology, et cetera, can also go on a field trip on Saturday morning. Tell me about that.
That's right. We're going to have three sets of field trips. We're going to have some geology field trips, some archaeology field trips, and then we're going to have a plant identification field trips. This will be in the morning, so people can pick and choose which of these areas that they'd like to learn a little bit more about from local experts, and they can go out and see some of this. The field trips meet in the parking lot of the Fine Arts Center, which is really close to the Global Resource Center. And most of this conference is in the Global Resource Center, but the field trips meet in an adjacent area.
And have you had a lot of students getting involved in putting the project together?
Yeah, we've had some Western students. We've had students from New Mexico State. We've had students from Eastern Arizona College who participate in the symposium, and also some of my former students from University of New Mexico who come down and give. It's very, very gratifying to me to see these students come and give presentations. We have a student this year of Dr. Corey Neighbors, Ms. Raven Jackson, who's going to be talking about implications of stormwater runoff and what's the impacts of that in Silver City. So it's always gratifying for all of us in education to see our students presenting at the symposium.
Well, there was quite an implication of stormwater runoff in California just recently.
Yeah, and so it'll be interesting to see what Ms. Jackson has to say about what's going on in Silver City.
And will you be one of the speakers as well?
I will not. I'm a member of a steering committee of 10 people representing the Forest Service and the University and the Bureau of Land Management, the New Mexico Environmental Department, and some local community members. We're pretty busy. This event is the 7th, and it's biennial. It's going on since 2006, and I've had people in the past ask, well, Bill, why don't you offer this every year? And they don't really realize how much work it, and it's a labor of love, how much work it takes to put this symposium on. So, no, I will not personally be presenting, but I'm going to be attending as many presentations as I can.
What is the challenge in putting this on?
The challenge is getting the word out, basically notifying people in multiple areas, within agencies, within educational institutions, and you're helping in one of the challenges, getting the word out to the general public that this event is available, and I'm going to emphasize it's free of charge. All you need to do is show up at 1 o'clock next week, Thursday, February 22nd, at the entrance of the Global Resource Center and sign in. There's no cost, and you can take a seat in the auditorium, and you can hear presentations on a wide variety of topics. So one of the challenges, again, is getting the word out, and I guess we're putting a check in the box for that one.
Is there something you've seen as far as the ecology, the ecosystem? Is there a big change that you've seen since you've been in Silver City?
Well, in the last 10 years, I think we all realize we've had a higher incidence of fire. And we're going to have some presentations that address some of the efforts that the Forest Service has undertaken to restore some of these burn habitats. So even in the 17 years that I've been here, fire has had a major impact on that 3.3 million acre resource that we have. And so I'm looking forward to hearing implications on wildlife, effects on forest communities, et cetera.
So you mentioned that there were 40 presentations. Why don't you go over the schedule again?
Okay. It all starts Thursday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're going to have a keynote address by Mr. Garrett Veniklassen, and then we have presentations on a variety of topics, ranging from conservation of the Chiricahua leopard frog, status of a couple varieties of wild turkey. I'm showing my bird bias here. Is Arizona Water Settlement Act and where we're at with that. Stormwater drainage, archaeology. Just the list goes on and on.
And then there's going to be some awards as well?
And then Friday morning from 8 to 9 o'clock, we like to do at the symposium we've done since the beginning. We like to acknowledge people who've made major contributions in some aspect of conservation or education in the Gila. We're actually giving five of them. We're giving an award on education, an award on conservation, an award to a citizen scientist, someone who's made tremendous contributions in our knowledge of botany in the Gila. And we're giving a couple lifetime achievement awards to a herpetologist, my colleague, Dr. Randy Jennings, and to a retired fish biologist, Mr. Jim Brooks, worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So we're always pleased to acknowledge people who've made these major contributions to our understanding and management of the Gila region.
The 7th Natural History of the Gila Symposium. What is that about previous symposiums, or maybe this is the one that's going to be one that will really touch your heart?
I think that this has been going on. This is the 7th symposium. It's a biennial event, and it's really becoming established. It's not a question of, is this going to be offered again in 2 years? People are expecting this, and we're getting people participating from further afield, from out of state. And people are aware of this, and that's what's really gratifying for me. And the diversity of topics seems to be increasing. Something else that comes out of this, at the end of the symposium, we always publish summaries of all the talks, and these are in the proceedings, and these get posted on our website, which is gilasymposium.org. And it'll probably take us a year to put it together for the 7th symposium. But anybody, even if you can't attend, in about a year, if you get on that website, you can download these proceedings, and you can see what we discussed and what we learned.
Desert Exposure also has an article about the symposium.
Yeah, and Johnny Cockman, one of the committee members, wrote that. And you can get more information about our keynote speakers and our award winners and some highlights of some of the Well, all the talks are highlights, actually. But she mentioned some of the talks among the 40 that are going to be presented.
And that's at desertexposure.com. And as you said, it's a free event to the public.
Yeah, I want to emphasize that. You don't have to pay a dime. We want to get this information out. We want people to learn about the Gila region. We don't want to put any barriers up. So all you have to do is show up at the Global Resource Center on the campus of Western New Mexico University at 1 o'clock Thursday or 8 o'clock Friday morning. Walk in and come to learn and listen.
For the field trips, is there something special you should wear?
Well, I guess that's dependent on the weather. I know several of the geology field trip, probably some hiking boots, bring some water, bring a jacket. I seem to recall there's a little rain in the forecast over the next week. Be aware of that. But those are some things that you should, maybe a little bit to eat. These field trips last for half a day.
And now, are there going to be luncheons available or dinners?
Yeah, Thursday night after the concurrent sessions, we have a social. And that'll be in the Sunset Room of the Western New Mexico University cafeteria. It's always been a highlight of this event where you get, I'm a botanist primarily, and I enjoy sitting at the table with people in very different fields. Whether they're fish biologists or people working in the Forest Service on the ongoing forest management plan, I just learn a lot about aspects of the Gila that are outside my expertise. That's what I realize. I get a much more well-rounded appreciation of this great resource through this event. And I know everybody who participates will tell you the same thing.
And Bill, as a professor of biology, have you seen an increase of interest from the students about this area?
Well, I think they've always been interested, and it's hard for me to answer that question because I teach so many classes where I'm taking students out into the field all the time. It's very apparent that they do appreciate it, and so I don't know if I'd say there's an increase. I think it's inherently there. So what we aim to do is increase their appreciation of some of the ecological processes that are going on, a little bit more familiarity with the organisms, understanding of the geology, some of the impacts of people in the last 1,000 years in this resource. It's not just about one particular narrow scientific discipline. You have to consider multiple perspectives, which is what this symposium provides.
And it also possibly will provide future professors of biology?
Absolutely. We have some of my former students are at University of New Mexico right now, New Mexico State. Again, that's really humbling and rewarding for, I think, my entire faculty in the Natural Sciences Department to see our students go on. And our students who, many of our students go on and work in the Forest Service or the Bureau of Land Management or New Mexico Game and Fish, New Mexico Parks, and they work for 30 years with great knowledge of this natural resource that we have. That's just as rewarding to me, no more, no less, than the students who are going on for professional degrees. These are the people, our students, who are managing this resource for future generations.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out and telling us about the 7th Natural History of the Gila Symposium. Dr. William Bill Norris, Western New Mexico University Professor of Biology.
Thank you, Emily. We hope to see you there next week.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.